The short attention span philosopher, today three speeches made by Uncle Pandarus in Troilus and Cressida, from whom we derive the expression pandering. Come, come, what need you blush? Shame's a baby. Here she is now. Swear the oaths now to her that you've sworn to me. What? Are you gone again? You must be watched ere you be made tame, must you? Come your ways, and you draw backward. We'll put you at the fills. Why do you not speak to her? Come, draw this curtain, and let's see your picture. Alas, the day, how loath you are to offend daylight. Ah, 'twere dark you'd close sooner. So, rub on and kiss the mistress. How now, a kiss in fee farm, build there, carpenter. The air is sweet. Nay, you shall fight your hearts out ere I part you. The falcon has the tercel, for all the ducks at the river. Go to, go to. And next, go to, a bargain made. Seal it. I'll be the witness. Here, I hold your hand. Here, my cousins. If you prove false one to another, since I've taken such pains to bring you together, let all pitiful goers between be called to the world's end after my name. Call them all Panders. Let all constant men be Troiluses, all false women Cressids, and all brokers between Panders. Say amen. And finally, amen, whereupon I will show you a chamber and a bed. Which bed, because it shall not speak of your pretty encounters, press it to death. Away! And Cupid, grant all tongue-tied maidens here, bed, chamber, pander to provide this gear.